As someone sets light to the first fire of autumn, we settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Thank you. will when you won't. Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, how is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. On George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. Well, well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George Baringo one time.
Good Sunday morning. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Touch Freeform Radio. And we're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, November the 20th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christians. This is the Brown Perspective on Sports program, brought to you by Brown Ministries and Business Enterprises, if you're interested. Okay, we're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Either one will get you here if you like numbers or letters. Anyway, like to talk sports, want to know what's going on there in your neck of the woods. And so, give me a call. Okay, let's get right into it. NBA. Last night, the Rockets 111, the Jazz 102, the Pelicans 121, the Hornets 116. That was in overtime. Heat 114, the Wizards 111, Magic 95, the Mavs 87, Celtics 94, the Pistons 92, 76ers 120, the Suns 105, Grizzlies 93, the Timberwolves 71, the Warriors 124, the Bucks 121, and the Clippers 102. In the Bulls, 95. In that Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 2 points and 3 rebounds. Crowder played back from his high ankle sprain. Actually, that's an ankle sprain, not a high ankle sprain. He got 9 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Horford also back from concussion protocol. Got 18 points, 11 rebounds. 5 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Isaiah Thomas got 24 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists, and a steal. Bradley got 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Jerebko got 9 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Brown got 5 points. Zeller got 2 points and a rebound. Kelly Olynyk, 5 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Marcus Smart, 2 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And Terry Rozier, 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. So, Celtics pull one out on the road on the end of a back-to-back, but they got their two big guys back on the first team. Crowder and Horford, and Horford chipped in with 18 points and 11 rebounds and 5 assists, 2 steals and 3 blocks. Welcome back. Welcome, really, because this is just his first few games with the Celtics. Okay, looking at the Celtics, and people were really upset and frustrated and complaining and moaning and about the fact that we left such a poor start. Well, hey, how many teams can lose 2 starters from a team that started trying to integrate new players into their system and, you know, get off to a rock and rolling start? I thought they did very good under the circumstances. And hopefully, things will improve from this point on now that we get everybody back and healthy. Matter of fact, we had Kelly Olynyk coming back also after off-season surgery. So we're breaking in, you know, new guys like Brown, and he didn't play yesterday, but Gerald Green, and Rozier, who not new, but now playing more time than he did in his rookie year. And then we had Smart go down early with an ankle, and so, you know, hey, I thought we were doing pretty good. But, you know, there are people who say, look at the glass, and they see it's half empty. So, therefore, what are you going to do? I think health and getting to know each other a little better will probably move us into the position that we were supposed to have at the beginning of the year, which was, you know, one of the top t- teams in the East. Magazine had them rated as the fourth best team in the NBA. You figure the Cavaliers are the world champions. The Clippers, who were the previous world champions, added Kevin Durant. Now, they lost people off their bench, but their bench is still pretty formidable. So they're 1-2. San Antonio Spurs, 3. The Clippers are playing a lot better than anybody expected, so they're 4. Maybe 5. We haven't gone up against Toronto yet with our full squad, so that's something to be considered. They played really well last year. Atlanta got decimated with people who left the ball club, so they aren't going to be a contender. Indiana, I don't know. We have to wait and see on that one. I haven't seen enough of them. They picked up some players. So anyway, I think we got a good shot. I'm not panicking. I'm not upset. I'm not frustrated. I'm not moaning and groaning like some other people around in the Boston area. But hey, you know, the Patriots win 3 out of 4 games without Brady, and people are still moaning and groaning. We lost last week. People are extra moaning and groaning. So, hey, it's the name of the game around here. Maybe people are still moaning. I haven't heard any, but people might be moaning and groaning about Mookie Betts not getting MVP. But anyway, by the number of votes that Mike Trout got. Why am I talking baseball here? By the number of votes that Mike Trout got, he wouldn't have won. Mookie wouldn't have won, even if David Ortiz was not also getting votes. I don't know how many, if any, he pulled away from Mookie. I think David only got one first place vote. That wouldn't have been enough to get Mookie in. Okay, 418 here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 20th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday, talking sports from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you've got to call me on my new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. Mm-hmm.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within?
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to... Twinsies!
I kinda love it.
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/AK. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, and also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 424, the Brown Perspective on Sport. Tommy host Donnie Brown with Talking Sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. They'd love to get you involved in some conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 781. Call. Not forget 781. Call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go to college football yesterday. Actually, let's go back to Thursday in college football. Houston upset Louisville, who was ranked number 5, 36-10. And on Friday, Boise State 42, UNLV 25. Yesterday, Alabama 31, Chattanooga 3, cupcake game, but they took it easy on them. Ohio State 17, Michigan State 16, Michigan 20, Indiana 10, Clemson 35, Wake Forest 13, Washington 44, Arizona State 18, Wisconsin 49, Purdue 20, Penn State 39, Rutgers zip, Oklahoma 56, West Virginia 28, Colorado 38, Washington State 24, Oklahoma State 31, TCU 6, go Pierre. Oregon upset Utah. Oregon was unranked, defeated Utah, ranked number 12, 30-28. USC 36, UCLA 14, Auburn 55, Alabama A&M zip, cupcake game. Upset. Florida, ranked number 23. Defeated LSU, ranked number 16, 16-10. Florida State 45, Syracuse 14. Nebraska 28, Missouri 7. Tennessee 63, Nebraska 28, Maryland 7. And then Tennessee 63, Missouri 37. Western Michigan 38, Buffalo zip, Stanford 45, California 31, and Texas A&M 23, Texas of San Antonio 10. What can I say about college football? Excuse me. Alabama seems to be the cream of the crop. I don't know how good their quarterback is. And so if they get into a game where a quarterback gets hot, they may have some problems down the line, but maybe it's their defense that keeps other teams' quarterbacks from getting hot. But their quarterback, I think, from what I've seen of him, can run the ball. And they have a very good offensive line, but he doesn't seem to be much of a passer. And I don't know how good their wide receivers are either. And they don't, you know, you think if you're going to have a, you know, not a great passing game, you'd have somebody who can catch the ball coming out of the backfield if you're going to be a top contender. But, hey, that's Lou Saban's problem. He's got the big bucks, so we'll let him resolve it, work around it, or whatever. Michigan has been exposed. Ohio State has been exposed. And who else? Clemson's already been exposed. So it could be anybody getting into that fourth spot. So We'll see what the pollsters at Washington's been exposed. Wisconsin's good, but they've lost some games early. And Penn State's trying to make a run after getting off to a slow start also. So, hey, it'll be interesting. Sit back, watch. You're a college football fan. You know, sit back, watch. We'll see what happens as time goes on. It's 428 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And did I tell you, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 20th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call on our new, so new it even confuses me, number 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
What does your world sound like? That's geography. The music of the world around you. Geography is people, places, environments, and economics. Geography gives us the framework for understanding our world. But sadly, our kids aren't getting enough of it. Half can't locate economic powers like Japan and India, and 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org. It's part of a free National Geographic-led campaign to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org to learn more and get your free parent and teacher action kits. It's a wonderful world.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO Sounds of Praise Ministry and A Brown Perspective on Sports. If I didn't tell you, it is 46 degrees outside our studio. We'll bring you that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry coming your way at 5 o'clock right here on WMFO. How do I know that? I'm the host of that program as well. I deserve more money, don't you think? 4:33 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Where are we going next, Don Lee? Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, Lightning 3 and the Flyers zip. Kings 4 and New Jersey 2. The Bruins 4 and the Jets 1. The Sabres 2 and the Penguins 1. That was a shootout. The Canadiens 2 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Panthers 4 and the Senators 1. The Oilers 5 and the Stars 2. The Blues 3 and the Predators 1. The Avalanche 3 and the Wild 2. Coyotes 3 and the Sharks 2. That was an overtime game. And the Blackhawks defeated the Canucks 3-2. That was also overtime. In that Bruins game, there was no scoring in the first period. But at 2:01 of the second period, Matt Beleski got his second goal of the year with assists from Morrow and Moore. And at 11:37, Brad Marchand made it 2-0 as he got his sixth goal of the year with assists from Zdeno Chara. And at 1700 of the second period, Patrice Bergeron, everybody was saying he's in a slump, he got his third goal of the year on a power play with assists from Krejci and Chara. 3-0 Bruins at the end of two periods. And at 1:41 of the third period, Tim Schaller got his third goal of the year for the Bruins with assists from Krug and Zanik, making it 4-0. And it wasn't until 17:20 that Adam Lowry got his fifth goal of the year with assists from Lane and Enstrom. Final score, Bruins 4 and the Winnipeg Jets 1. Hutchinson got 34 saves for Winnipeg, and Tuukka Rask was because he sat in his rocking chair. He only had 11 shots on goal, and that's what is needed. The Bruins seem to dominate, maybe because of the Jets. Maybe the Jets aren't that good. pardon me, I'm battling a little cold here, so sorry about that. The Winnipeg Jets, I naturally don't follow them. They're way out there in Winnipeg somewhere. Don't see a lot of them. Don't know much about them. And so, but the Bruins totally dominated this game as Tuukka Rask only saw 12 shots on goal. Got 11 saves. Final score, Bruins 4, the Winnipeg Jets 1. Okay, hockey, what do I know about hockey? Not that much. Haven't seen a full hockey game this year. I haven't seen a full hockey game in probably since the playoffs when the Bruins won several years ago. But anyway, I'm a homer. When we're doing well, I'm on the bandwagon, and when we're not doing well, I can watch from a distance or criticize or whatever. But anyway, still too early far as the National Hockey League is concerned, as far as I'm concerned, to definitely say who's going where, who's doing what. It seems like the teams that are normally up there are doing fairly well. And then there are the teams that are, in the middle. In middling. And then there are teams that are perennially down the bottom, and they are still where they are perennially. So there you go, Coyotes. And a few other teams like that. So anyway, I cannot give you too much inside information about the Bruins. They have got younger, I'll say that. And it seems like they are trying to play a more up-tempo game as well as being the big bad Bruins. All the experts were saying we need a top shelf defenseman, and I guess that could be to me, I like offense. So if we can score more points, more power to us. I believe that Pastrnak is nursing an injury. Hopefully that won't keep him out too long because he's been the big scorer on the Bruins thus far, along with Brad Marchand. So anyway, it looks like we're going to be in contention. Will we get a playoff spot? That only time will tell. It's 4:38 here on WMFL in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 20th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to go to our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back, I promise.
Hi, my name's Frank. I'm the pedestrian you just passed back there. Yeah, you were going pretty fast. I don't even think you saw me. But it was partly my fault. I was on the cell phone too. It's actually funny because I drive sometimes myself, and I know how easy it is to get distracted with all those irresistible gadgets like dual zone heating systems and in-dash computers and satellite radio stations. I mean, what's so interesting about a pedestrian? Well, for one thing, I could pop out right in front of you when you least expect it, or I could be a kid chasing a dog. I could be in a hurry. Of course, I try to be safe. I use the crosswalks, I wait for the signal, I look both ways, and before I cross the street, I make eye contact to make sure you see me. But once in a while, either of us could make a mistake. So next time, let's, look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more on driver and pedestrian safety, visit AAOS.org.
Nice seatbelt, by the way.
And the message is also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 444 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy Hill, Donnie Brown, we're talking sports here. Let's go to college basketball ladies first. Louisville, 83. Bowling Green, 58. Ohio State, 113. LIU of Brooklyn, 54. Colorado, upset Kentucky. These are the ladies. Colorado was unranked. Kentucky was ranked number 18. Colorado won 79-69. Oklahoma, 68. BYU, 61. Another upset, unranked Marquette defeated Arizona State, who was ranked number 18, 75-63. Florida, 83. Temple, 76. DePaul, 89. Northwestern, 66. West Virginia, 69. Coppin State, 39. Another upset, unranked Western Kentucky defeated Indiana, who was ranked number 23, 85-74. On the men's side of the ledger, Duke, 78. Penn State, 68. Indiana, 87. Liberty, 48. St. Mary, 61. Dayton, 57. And Rhode Island, 76. Cincinnati, 71. And both St. Mary's and Rhode Island are in the top 25 of men's basketball. How about that, sports fans? That was surprising to me, maybe because I don't follow college football, basketball that much so early in the year especially. But anyway, it's 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And for some reason, I want to go to the National Football League, and for some reason here, I can't find my picks. That's horrible. That's terrible. That's not right. But anyway, We'll do the best we can with what we've got off the top of my head. That's the way I guess I'm going to have to do it. But anyway, that's what happens when you've got so many things going on in your life. Oh, boy. I keep telling everybody. Okay, haha. I have found them. Okay. Here we go. Last week, I had a banner week, only two losses. And I jumped into first place with 91 wins and 54 losses. I am two up on my son, Scott, who's 89 and 56. And then Kenny and Bill are tied for third place at 83 and 62. And Kyle had a great week also. He jumped up. He's only four behind Kenny and Bill now at 79 and 66. Kyle was way back, but he's gaining ground. And we always say, don't bet. We're just trying to pick the winners, and I'm only at 62%. So when you add in the point spreads, hey, the gamblers are going to win, baby. They're going to take your money big time. Okay, and this is week 11. On Thursday night, the Panthers defeated the Saints, and I had that one. And this week, we at the I have the Steelers over the Browns. And I hear that RG3 is working out. So, who knows? Maybe the Browns might win a game this year. I got the Cowboys over the Ravens. Dak and Elliott for Co-Rookies of the Year Award. Do they have a Rookie of the Year Award in the NFL? Some people are talking about them for MVP. But anyway, they're still doing it down there in Big D. I got the Lions over the Jaguars, and they're battling for, I don't know, what, the first pick in the NFL draft? Whatever. I got the Titans over the Colts, and that's my upset pick of the week. Tennessee and Marcus Mariota are doing very well for themselves, all things considered. I got the Bills over the Bengals. Everybody knows I'm not a Bill and Rex Ryan fans. The Ryan brothers, anyway. But the Bengals, they look atrocious. They've been going downhill ever since the Patriots game. I got the Bucks over the Chiefs. This is my co-upset pick of the week. Jameis Winston has been looking pretty good. So, there you go. I got the Giants over the Bears, but not by much. The Giants spent a lot of money on their defensive line. And overall, the team has been struggling, both offensively and defensively. Manning still has, you know, those two great receivers, so I'm going with the Giants. I got the Cardinals over the Vikings. But I think the Cardinals' season went down the tube after losing the first game of the year to the Patriots without Brady. They were so sure they were going to defeat the Patriots with Jimmy G at quarterback, and it didn't happen. And they've been struggling ever since. But I think they're going to pull out one of the Vikings. Their offense has been pretty vanilla, I guess. That's what you could say. Best I could say. I got the Dolphins over the Rams. I had it the other way around until I found out that they were finally going to start the first pick of the draft at quarterback for the Rams. Even though they won last week, they won 9-6, all field goals. So I guess they figured, hey, let's throw our first round pick out there. We paid enough money for him, so let's see what he can do. I got the Patriots over the 49ers. I got the Patriots over the 49ers. Gronkowski's not playing. Hogan's not playing. But anyway. Everybody's complaining about the lack of pressure on the quarterback. Well, they have not been blitzing a lot for the past 2 years. So, is it the scheme or lack of confidence in the defensive backfield? I don't know. But anyway, they should win one out there over the 49ers. And talking about that loss to Seattle last week, and I had picked the Seahawks to win that game, just because of the way the rules are in our little contest here. You got to pick against the Patriots 3 times. So actually, with that being the case, although I think Scott picked against the Patriots last week as well, Kenny hasn't, and Bill picked once and he lost. But that way, you know, if it's close down to the end in the last 3 weeks, you got to, even if you pick the Patriots, you're going to get a loss in our little contest here. So that's why I went that way. So I'm actually three up on Scott, since I'm up two normally. He's got 89 wins. I got 91. And with my one extra Patriot pick, he only has one Patriots pick against the Patriots. That anyway, I'm up three, so there you go. What else? I got the Seahawks over the Eagles, and Martellus Bennett, brother, may be playing, and he was ferocious against the Patriots last year. Seahawks may be the best team out west, and I got Washington over the Packers. There's something rotten going on up in Cheesehead Lynn. I hit something and my screen was giving me all kinds of different things. And finally, on Monday night, I got the Raiders over the Texans. What are they doing playing in Mexico? Well, you know that I shouldn't go political. The Raiders are my upset team of the year. We'll see how far they can go. Buddy Bill Tidwell picked the Saints, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Titans, the Bills, the Bucks, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Seahawks, and Washington, and the Raiders. So, there you go. It's 4:54 here on WMFO at Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Before we go off, and it's 4:54 here on WMFO. Before we go off, how about some kudos to the Red Sox? Rick Porcello getting Cy Young Award in the American League. Of course, where else is he playing in the American League? And Mookie Betts got the Gold Glove as well as a Silver Slugger. And Xander Bogaerts also got a Gold Glove. So, there you go. Congratulations to the Red Sox. Get some rest. It's going to be interesting to see what takes place as far as free agent signing is concerned. I don't know if I ventured my choice. I think I would go with Trumbo. He can play the outfield. And he'd be a good man in the middle of our offense. And you're taking away a big bat from one of our contenders. So, and he's, to me, of between Encarnacion and Bautista, you know, probably the third best bat out there. Maybe even the second best bat. Maybe even the first best bat. Because doesn't strike out that much and hit with a lot of power. And who knows? And he's not that old. He's the youngest of the three, I believe. Okay, it's 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. On this Sunday, November 20th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. And to get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I think I'll put the wraps on this edition. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Our special Thanksgiving program is on tap for you this day. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And we have some great music lined up for you, so you don't want to miss it. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hopefully you enjoy your Thanksgiving and you drive carefully, travel safely, and you don't eat too much. I want to see you back here next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. Okay, stay tuned for Sounds of Praise.